We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
I kind of like the idea following up the Final Four in March Madness with spring football would be kind of neat.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
A lot of people feeling like the Cowboys could not only compete but could win the Big 12 football title this year. The next time your mom or your dad rag on you for playing video games, you could say, no, wait a minute. Look, this guy took off of work. He skipped work to play video games, and now he's the CEO of a company.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And I am refreshed. I am recharged. I just got back from vacation. And I was at a lake in Alabama. Went down to Alabama, went to SEC country. I was at a lake. I was not partying with people. I was not on a party barge. I was not in a party cove. I was not in a pool with 50 other people in a floating bar. None of that. I was with my 80-year-old mother-in-law. You say, well, that doesn't sound like a vacation. That sounds like a prison sentence. No, it was nice. Floated in the lake, got a little bit of sun. So it was really good. And I was thinking I shut down. I shut down. I shut off. I get off of social media. That's it. So I was floating there in the lake one day. And I thought, well, all right, when I come back, I was kind of pre-planning my show. You know, I was thinking a little bit about it. I thought, well, this is going to be great because I'll get back in to the office on Monday. That's when we'll have the Big 12 virtual media day. I was like, the show will be great. I'll have a bunch of hot takes from coaches and players. It'll be a breeze. And then as my vacation was winding down, I find out that the Big 12 Board of Directors are changing up the schedule, the 9+1 schedule. So they're going to come up with a 10-game schedule. They're adjusting the schedule. No longer 12 games. It'll be 10. One non-conference game. Like, all right. That's okay. All of that will be solidified here in the coming weeks. But they're going to start sometime mid to late September. And then I see the note that the Big 12 Conference is canceling its virtual football media day, which, by the way, was presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. And there will be a virtual media day. It's just going to be later. And it makes sense, because as Commissioner Bob Bowlesby stated, a media day is intended to talk football and the prospects for the season. Part of that discussion is who we will be playing and when. So they had to delay that. So then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, well now what do I do? So it's like, so my whole, the end of my vacation was just thrown up. It's like, well now what do I do? Well, I got plenty of stuff for you today. We'll have a great show. Barry Trammell, sports columnist from the Oklahoman. I'm going to throw a bunch of different topics at him. So the schedule gets pushed back, but August 29th, Oklahoma opens the season with Missouri State. Bobby Petrino is their new coach. And back on April 15th, this is it's time to pat Bill Pollack on the back. You can do that virtually if you want. You can pat yourself on the back, but I'm going to pat myself on the back. But I'm going to go all the way back to April 15th on this show. In fact, it was the opening segment. And I made a bold prediction. And I said at the time that I was going to play it back for you on September 2nd. But I'm moving it up a month early. I'll probably play it again for you in another month, because I do like to pat myself on the back. But the reason that I picked the show on September 2nd was to gloat, because the first scheduled football game in the Big 12 would have been the following night on the 3rd, when Oklahoma State was going to host Oregon State. So anyway, let's just flash back to segment one of April 15th, Big 12 This Week, when I said this. There will be football. There will be football. I will play that for you on September 2nd. We will have football. And now, listen, I don't know what they're going to do with seating arrangements and all that. I don't know. But there will be football. We're 4.5 months away from that time. If they want to get pro sports going by the summer, we're going to have, I guarantee it. That's why I'm full of optimism. We will have football in the fall. Book it. All right. You kind of jumped on my, you kind of jumped it with the dream thing there. It sounded like I said lick it. I said book it. We will have football in the fall. Book it, not lick it. Can we get that without the dream music? Book it. There we go. That's what I said. Book it. Yeah, look, I was saying this back in mid-April. We were going to have football. Now, you said, well, Bill, you said that it was going to be Oklahoma State and Oregon State. All right, if you want to get technical, yeah, that game got canceled. But they're even starting earlier than that. They've bumped it up. August 29th. The Sooners and Missouri State. And I was even pointing out back then, we don't know what they're going to do with seating. Now, it's been all over the place. In fact, I think, and I know this is Big Ten, and we can go all over. I'm sure all of this is coming out. But I think Wisconsin is going to have no fans. I think Iowa State, here in the Big 12, they're still set at 50%. And Texas is talking about 25%. And this is one of the things that I'll ask Barry Trammell. And by the way, if you love my hot take, I would suggest one of the things that you can do is download the show each week as a podcast and go back and check out some of the archives. Because prior to me going on vacation the last 2 weeks, we can kind of have our own virtual Big 12 Media Day. I had the play-by-play talent for all 10 Big 12 schools join me over the previous 2 weeks, and we broke down the football teams, all 10 of them. So you could go back and listen to great hot takes from myself, and then get previews from each of the Big 12 teams. So subscribe to the podcast. Just search Big 12 This Week. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download podcasts. So one of the things that I'll bring up with Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman in just a few minutes is this whole thing about the attendance. And here's the issue that I have. It doesn't matter if you have 50%, 25%. You're going to have a mass number of people. And someone told me, said, why don't you just make it open to whoever wants to go? Because anything over 25 is a mass gathering. 25 people. Just 25 is a mass gathering. So if you have 20,000 people or 50,000 people, what's the difference? Because they're all going to have to cram into the same entrances. They're all going to have to use the facilities. And at the end of the game, they're all going to leave at basically the same time. Now, some are probably going to leave that Oklahoma-Missouri State game a little early if there are fans there, because that will be an absolute blowout. But you know what I'm saying, though. End of the game, you're going to have a lot of people funneling out of the place. Listen, I'm not coming down on any administrator or anyone that has to make these decisions. They're not easy. That's not my point at all. It's just, what's the right number? No one knows. So we'll talk that around with Barry and much more stuff coming up. So we are off and rolling. I've patted myself on the back now multiple times. And stick around. More good stuff coming your way here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Joining us now on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline is Barry Trammell, sports columnist for the Oklahoma. Barry, welcome again to the show. Great to have you on. Did I see that you just celebrated your 40th wedding anniversary?
That's right. 40 years. Best thing that ever happened to me, I promise you.
And I believe you refer to your wife as Trish the Dish. Was that? I think I saw that in a blog.
Oh, yeah, Trish the Dish. My readers know that moniker well. My lovely wife.
That's outstanding. She,
I'm blessed to get to go with. She gets to go with me quite a few places, and I write about it. And
yeah.
She's kept me straight since I got married during the Jimmy Carter presidency. So she's kept me straight for 4 decades.
That's great. Well, congratulations. Tell my listeners, what's the secret to 40 years of marriage?
Well, here's the secret for me, is marry the best woman in the world. That's the best. That's it. And then realize it when you got it. That's what happened to me. So, if you're looking for something more of a neutral, I'd say put your wife first. Just remember it's not about you. That's pretty good advice for a lot of things. That's good advice for a football team. So, just remember you're not the center of the universe, and I certainly know I am not.
Yeah, that is great advice. Well, congratulations. I wanted to get that out there. That is quite a milestone. So, all right, well, let's talk football. And we'll cover a range of different topics, and we'll see where this goes. Now, I may be putting the cart in front of the horse, but what does a college football playoff format look like, or how do they decide that playoff format when you've got all these different schedules, the Big 12, the 9, plus the one non-conference, SEC, Big 10, Pac-12, 10 conference games, ACC's playing one non-conference game, but 11 total games. I mean, what does that do at the end of the season? And I'm assuming that we have no hiccups and we get through to that point, but what could happen?
Well, I think it's going to look I think they'll probably forge ahead, and it'll look very similar to what we do now, except it's going to be a lot more guessing game. It's going to be a case of the non-conference showdowns that we've enjoyed over the years, and this year was going to include Alabama, USC, LSU, Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Washington, Oklahoma, Tennessee,
Penn State, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, Clemson. Those games gave everybody sort of a mile marker. They gave you a reference point on who is good and who's not, and then you get into conference play and you see how teams do. Now everybody's on an island. And how do we know who's good if nobody ever plays? It's like, you know, it's sort of like sort of a foreign country that you never go into. You don't know what it's like. Now, clearly, we'll all revert to history. We'll assume that the SEC is great, which, you know, it probably will be and probably is. But we're going strictly on subjective there. We don't know. And when you got five conferences and four slots, and you have no reference points for competition between them, that is a difficult assignment for those committee members.
On the flip side of that, though, the excitement and the drama that will build during the season for fans will make this an even more unique. So, I mean, we're starving for sports, and so now you throw that extra wrinkle into the college football landscape. It might be a positive, maybe.
Well, I don't know that it'll be that more so than any other year. We love our college football. We love our games. We love the polls. We love the debates. You know, college football forever has sort of had this culture of letting people decide what is rather than seeing what is. And we're okay with that, even to the point of even when we have a playoff, it's very subjective. So we're okay with that. We're just going to get a lot more of that this year than ever before, and we've got to be ready for it. But it will stoke the I was going to say the water cooler. You know, nobody has a water cooler anymore, and we don't even have offices in this pandemic. But, you know, the social media debates, people will be talking about this stuff more than ever.
Barry Trammell, sports columnist for The Oklahoman, joining us here on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. You wrote an article yesterday, Oklahoma will need to reschedule Army and Tennessee, and a lot of fans were looking forward to the Army game, Oklahoma State and Oregon State. You compared a great comparison, scheduling to a Rubik's Cube. Not just OU and OSU, but as you look at the impact of Big 12 teams, if they can't schedule some of their quality non-conference opponents over the next couple of years, what type of impact could that have beyond this season for Big 12 teams that may be trying to get into that college football playoff if they're able to knock off Oklahoma? Because you don't have some of those marquee names. It's just tough to schedule those. This could have a lasting effect.
The scheduling is very difficult in college football. It's done so many years in advance. There are so many, you know, most teams are following the model of just one Power 5 opponent. So it becomes really difficult when you miss a game or lose a date. I actually don't think it's going to upset the competitive balance. I don't think it's going to affect much of anything. It's more of a loss of almost a beauty contest, in that Oklahoma Army, that's an historic game. Sooners have not played at Mikey Stadium since 1946. A traditional national power has not played at Mikey Stadium since 1974, and Penn State. Unless you want to count Pitt in 1982, Pitt in 80 and 82 was, you know, a fabulous program. But it's literally been 40 years since Army's had one of the magical names of college football visit West Point. That was going to happen in September, and now it's not. And can they make that game up? Well, the answer is yes, but it won't be easy, and it might not be soon. Some of these games are easier. You know, when you lose a neutral site game, Alabama Southern Cal playing at Arlington, or West Virginia Florida State playing in Atlanta, Baylor Ole Miss playing in Houston. When you lose those games,
you know, it's a bummer, but it doesn't really upset the scheduling dichotomy. But when you lose half of a home and home, like Oklahoma, Tennessee, for instance, Sooners hosting the Vols this year. In 2024, Oklahoma is going back to Knoxville. Well, you got to, if Oklahoma goes to Knoxville, they want Tennessee to come to Norman. So that's a game you got to reschedule. And it becomes just very difficult because all the slots are filled. So those are some of the issues, I think, that the schedule makers are dealing with and will have to consider as they try to get some of these games replayed.
We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. I've got more with Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. TCU head coach Gary Patterson came out and apologized. I'm going to ask you some like big picture stuff. We won't necessarily drill down into that particular incident, but I want to get big picture comments on that. We'll talk about attendance at college football this year. Much, much more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sports. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sports has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sports today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Back on Big 12 this week, and my guest, Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. TCU head coach Gary Patterson came out and apologized for using a racial slur when talking to his team. He said it wasn't directed at any particular player, but linebacker Dylan Jordan claimed Peterson called him out in practice, et cetera, et cetera. We had kind of the same thing with Chuba Hubbard, who voiced his concerns publicly on social media about a T-shirt that head coach Mike Gundy was wearing. Gundy addressed that issue with Chuba and the team, and things seem to have subsided. But, Barry, I want to ask you about this. I mean, there's a line where you don't want kids to feel like their voices are stifled, that they should be heard. But how much damage can be done within a program when things aren't handled internally first, and it's go social media first, get it out there, and then try to reel it back in?
Well, I mean, I think it hurts a coach's reputation. You know, I don't claim to know a ton about what's going on at TCU. I do know just about everything that's going on in Stillwater. I think the damage to Mike Gundy's reputation is fairly severe. I think the questions about Oklahoma State's ability to recruit in the future are in question. They might not be damaged, but they might be. I think internally it can actually be a good thing when things like this come to light, because I think they can lead to discussion. I think they can lead to resolution. So I think it's possible that internally things could improve. I think they certainly will in Stillwater, but in terms of the keeping things in-house and not letting them out, I think those days are gone. Players are empowered, and they know that putting things out into the public sphere is what really makes things change. So I think we'll probably see more of this than less of this going forward.
And I'm not saying either that that's a bad thing, because you're right. I mean, because for years things have been held in-house, and maybe things haven't moved as quickly from a player standpoint as they have in the past. So we've got the group of Pac-12 football players that started the We Are United movement, and they want health and safety, racial injustice, economic rights. They even want a meeting with the governor's office in California. How closely are other Power Five conference players and administrators watching this?
Oh, I think a whole lot. I think they're all over that, watching it intently, hoping that this kind of action to that extent doesn't come to their campus. I think some of these things have already been addressed and are on their way to being addressed. You know, some of the COVID concerns, in other words, those are paramount at a bunch of campuses. And the idea that college football teams are putting their players at risk, there's probably some places where that's going on, but there's a whole bunch of places where it's not. And college football players, I think, are probably safer being in a college football program than being a non-athlete on a campus.
Yeah.
So I think some of those are a little unfounded. Some of the financial things are ground the name, image, likeness. I mean, that's moving quickly and has already been sort of established, and they're working out details. We'll see how all that plays out. But some of this would be players not getting players having to be careful what they wish for, because you know, if you start demanding a lot of these financial considerations and those things, if you reach that, well, let me tell you what, you're not going to have a 6-year contract. You know, if a strong safety signs with Washington State or UCLA and doesn't pan out, you know, the college is not going to be committed to 5 more years of a player that can't produce. So if that's the relationship that players want, and maybe they feel like that's where the relationship is right now, but there are some downsides to turning this into more of a business. And I would walk softly if I was one of those players.
It's an interesting point. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline on Big 12 this week. All right, let's talk about attendance. And I don't know where I come down on this. The Texas Longhorns, for example, say that they're leaning toward 25% capacity. In my mind, whether it's 25%, now I know they've got some construction going on, so just usually it's 100,000, it's a little less than that, but if they go up to 25%, you're looking at, you know, a little less than 25,000. If you went 50%, I mean, listen, 25,000, 50,000, those are still large groups. I don't know what necessarily the difference is. I feel like athletics are kind of in a tough position, and to me, if you're gonna let fans in, then you should just let whoever wants to come in, because 25,000 or 60,000 really doesn't make that much of a difference. That's my view. It's a tough situation, I believe, for athletic departments for a decision they have to make. Now, some of it's dictated by governments, but is there a right answer for this, or does anybody?
No, there's not a good answer. You know, I actually live in Norman, and our local school superintendent this week announced that that schools will start online. We'll have no in school start the year, and then they'll adjust as it goes. But he said something very good. He said this was an excruciating decision. He said, I don't know the answer. I don't know of a good answer. And the same thing applies to the fans in the stands. It's not a good situation no matter what you do. It's a financial calamity if you don't have any fans. It is a PR nightmare if you let some fans in and not others. It is a health crisis if you let too many fans in. You know, I've ran some numbers. If you follow social distancing protocols, just from sitting in the stands, about 16% of the stadium could follow social distancing if people are in the stands. But part of the problem with college football attendance is not while you're sitting in the stands. It's going and coming. You know, some of the biggest mobs I've ever been in are football games right before and right after games. You know, the biggest spreader of all time would be some of the pregame revelry with not just the tailgating, but the walking to the stadium. I know in Norman and Stillwater, and I'm sure virtually every place, they have campus districts where thousands and thousands of fans congregate. So those are some of the issues you have to worry about, and not just sitting in the stands. If you could sort of parachute people into the seat, you know, you'd solve a lot of the problems, but you can't do that. So just exiting through the ramps and, you know, the tunnels, those are issues that you have to think about, and there are no good answers. And the truth is, as of right now, we're probably not going to be able to safely have that many people in the stands. Now, some people might have more, but I think safely, you know, the numbers are going to be pretty small and require a lot of cooperation.
Yeah, yep. You have many contacts around college football. Is there any underlying theme or one major concern or anything that you seem to get that seems to be the general point that people come back to, if it is attendance, if it's player safety, or is it everything? Is there a certain thing that raises a red flag for a lot of people?
Well, I think the sharp people, and that's most people, but the people who are really thinking about the common good, they're really concerned not just with the player safety, but with the staff safety. You know, at Oklahoma State, the football players are 18 to 22 year old and all in fabulous shape. By definition, they're the best physical specimens we have. They're young, they're strong, they're healthy. If they weren't, they wouldn't be playing football. So, the chances of tragedy striking one of those guys is not strong. Those guys, even if they catch the virus, are probably going to be fine. But the problem you have is, to put on a football program, you've got to have all these other support personnel, not just assistant coaches. You've got to have secretaries. You've got to have medical people. You have to have training people. You have to have food service workers. You have to have a custodial staff. Just battalions of people that are behind the scenes that we never think about. And guess what? Not all of those people are strong, and not all of those people are healthy, and not all of those people are young. So that's the concern, is you don't want to spread this virus to people not the way a linebacker or a fullback can. So to me, I think that's the biggest concern when the programs talk about putting on a season safely. Can they do it while protecting those kinds of people? And of course, from a competitive standpoint, the question becomes, how do you play games? What are the thresholds for when games can't be played? Does two positive cases on your team mean a game has to be stopped, or two positive cases and 14 people sidelined by contact tracing? Does that mean a game has to be canceled or postponed? Those are sort of ethical, competitive questions that have to be asked. And that is the number one reason why I think we've seen such a hunkering down of teams universities constricting themselves to conference play. Because when it's Oklahoma, Tennessee, or LSU, Texas, or Alabama, USC, all of a sudden you have a lot of discussions among conference, cross conferences, Pac-12 and the SEC, the SEC and the Big 12, the Big 10 and the ACC, whatever the case may be. It's a lot easier to arrive at a consensus and a decision and protocols when it's all within a conference. So to me, those are the key things to look for, is how will they proceed this year with some of those competitive ethical questions. When is it okay to play a game, and when is it not okay?
Great stuff. Barry, I really enjoyed the conversation. Made me think about a lot of different things. Yeah.
Glad to do it, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Follow Barry on Twitter at Barry Trammell, BerryTrammell, sports columnist, joining us on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait. Did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Big 12 This Week, and the show can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights starting at 5 Eastern. That's on channel 375. I just saw this news, sad news. Ricky Dixon, former Oklahoma defensive back, inducted into the 2019 National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame. He died on August 1st at 53. Dixon was diagnosed with ALS in 2013, and he was one of the fiercest defensive backs that you have ever seen. He was incredible. He finished his career with 170 total tackles, 17 interceptions, and 303 interception return yards. His 17 interceptions for his career, one shy of the OU record. He had 9 interceptions in 1987. That still stands as a school single-season record. And he was the star of the game in the Game of the Century 2 in 1987. Nebraska was ranked number 1. OU was ranked number 2. And he picked off 2 Husker passes, the second of which came in the fourth quarter to help seal Oklahoma's 17-7 win and their berth into the Orange Bowl.
Line of scrimmage for this second down. Intercepted. Dixon's second interception of the day. The All-American safety man.
That was Brent Musburger on CBS for that big game. And, Ricky, you know, I think it'd be great. You know, Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference, and we each week do our Making It Look Natural. I think we're going to honor Ricky Dixon. He certainly made it look natural. I went back when I heard the news, and I watched some of his highlights. Not only was he a hard hitter, and even the plays that he didn't make interceptions, he found a way to get his hand on the ball. I mean, he was everywhere. He was everywhere on the field. Now, if he were playing today, he may have been kicked out of half the games with the targeting, but that's the way they played. It's just a hard hitter. And so We'll do that for Ricky Dixon. He'll be part of our Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer. Natty Light Seltzer is your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Dixon was also picked fifth overall in the 1988 NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. And he played in the NFL for six seasons and even played in a Super Bowl. And then following his football career, he became a motivational speaker for at-risk youth. He also owned a landscaping business. He coached high school football, taught PE at a high school in Texas. And OU athletic director Joe Castiglione said it best. He said, quote, "As much as any of his accomplishments on the field, however, he should be remembered for his extreme courage and spirit of perseverance," end quote. Well said. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Do you want another hot take from me? There's going to be people in the stands for football. And most definitely for basketball. I got a couple basketball stories here I'll get to in a second. But, yeah, so listen, ticketsforless.com. Remember the website because at some point, all right, listen, maybe you're not comfortable going this fall or this winter, spring. That's cool. But at some point, you're going to get back to a sporting event. And for those of you that are going to go this year, ticketsforless.com. If you have questions about COVID-19, learn more about impacted events and their fansurance guarantee. But tickets for concerts, theater, professional sports, and of course, the Big 12. Tickets for Less. They're always a proud sponsor of our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week. Getting ready to kick that up here pretty soon, at least mid-September. But just remember, ticketsforless.com. All right, a couple of basketball stories. So Kansas had to find somebody to replace Harvard. Harvard was canceling, so they ended up going with Stephen F. Austin. Man, what an upgrade. So the game will be played on Tuesday, December 29th. That's a good, you know what? That's a good can't-miss game of the week for ticketsforless.com. Let's do that. December 29th. It'll be KU taking on Stephen F. Austin, a team that went down to Duke and stunned them at Cameron Indoor Stadium 85-83 after they were trailing late in that game, forced it to overtime, and then won. Stephen F. Austin, pretty solid opponent for KU. And their head coach, Kyle Keller, was a KU basketball assistant for three seasons. And he's got that program turned around and playing some great basketball. So that's our can't-miss game of the week. And then this news, too. Baylor will be loaded. Guard Jared Butler withdrew from the NBA draft. All he did was average 16 points last year as a sophomore. And then that is on the heels of junior Macy Oteague, who averaged almost 14 points a game, saying that he was returning to Baylor. So they're getting 30 points of production back next year. Baylor will be absolutely loaded. All right, more coming up on Big 12 This Week, which you can listen to on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference, designs custom branded suits and blazers representing your college, favorite team, whatever your passion. Go to RevealSuits.com for all your luxury apparel needs. You can design and choose your own suit, fabric color, the logo lining, customize and choose your own vents, pockets, buttons, and much more. They offer 35 measurement and suit style options. It's perfect for business professionals, where passion meets fashion. That's RevealSuits.com. I want to thank my guest, Barry Trammell. And I want to thank you for listening. Stay safe, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.